You know, we're fortunate to live in a land whose government protects our right to worship God freely. But what if our government was openly hostile toward our religion and persecuted those who practiced it? We'll hear the firsthand account of a group of believers who live in that very situation on today's edition of Grace Walk. Often the most profound statements of faith come out of the most oppressive circumstances. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh recalled hearing such a statement and the influence that it had on him and everyone else in the room.
I was sitting in an underground church service 2 hours north of Beijing, China. I'd been teaching the Bible there for 13 hours that day. This Chinese lady, 87 years old, closed her eyes and she began to sing a song. I didn't understand the words because of the foreign language, but as I looked, I saw tears streaming down her cheeks. And immediately I began to sense the manifest presence of God in that room. After she finished her song, she looked at me and she said something I'll never forget. "My Father is looking forward to my coming." That 87-year-old Chinese woman in an illegal church service understood something that many theologians haven't learned. Not only are we looking forward to seeing Him, but your Heavenly Father is looking forward to seeing you. God loves you and can't wait for you to come home and be with Him.
For information on how to live joyfully in Christ, no matter how difficult your conditions, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's fact sheet, A Life of Praise. It'll help you learn to live like the Apostle Paul did, content in any and all circumstances. That's 1-800-GRACE-11 or make your request online at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.